All right, but we're going to go to a gentleman. He wrote a very good book. His name is Cameron Bright, just as it sounds, B-R-I-G-H-T. It's put out by McFarland Press. And Cameron wrote a book about one of the great pennant races of all time. It was 1967. It was the American League pennant race. And it ended up going right down to the last day. The Boston Red Sox, with the great Jim Lomborg, win the pennant and beat Minnesota. And meanwhile, Detroit is playing the Angels in a doubleheader. They're in the mix for it. The White Sox are in the mix for it. Everybody during the last week. It was absolutely incredible. I've never seen a pennant race like it. And I thought about Cameron this year as our National League West started developing. I said, we could have four teams, literally, that could go down right to the end in this thing. And I said, and just then Cameron's book came out. And I said, well, this is a good one for Cameron to come on and talk about. So, Cameron Bright, with that in mind, how are you?
Great. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah. So, the subject, 1967, this pennant race. Tell us about that pennant race, because I think we may have something brewing here in the National League this year.
Yeah, you very well could. I mean, one thing, it was a very exciting last week, but it was really these four teams were all at the top of the league for the last 6 weeks. They all four tied at one point in September. There were three other times, three of them tied for the lead, often with the fourth team just a half game behind. It was incredibly close. None of them ever really fell away during those last 6 weeks. So it was stressful. You'd see in the pictures the managers were getting black eyes, the players were getting skinny. It's very exciting.
Well, it kind of reminds me a little of this thing. So here we are. We're at July 14th. And as I said, next weekend, the Giants will have played their 100th game with 62 to go. Now, of course, in 1967, we had the 162-game season. Where was this pennant race, let's say, where we are now? What did it look like at that point? Because I know how it ended up. I'm wondering if we're sort of on a similar path.
So it actually was not that close at the beginning of July. At the All-Star break, there was the White Sox had been ahead by quite a bit in June and into the beginning of July. The closest team was two games away. But by the end of the month, 2 weeks later, you had five teams within two games of first place. That happened again in the middle of August, except for four of them just stayed there for the rest of the time. So it really hadn't closed up yet. It didn't look like it would be a close race. It seemed like the White Sox were going to take it because they had phenomenal pitching. They had a bullpen ERA of 1.21 at the All-Star break, which is just incredible for an entire bullpen.
Wow, I didn't realize that. Boy, Cameron Bright is with us. The book is called The 1967 American League Pennant Race, and a lot of stats like that in there. What are some of the other things, sort of the heroes that came out of that 67 pennant race?
Well, it's some... I mean, Carl Yastrzemski, of course, won the Triple Crown and had just an incredible season, especially an incredible September for the Red Sox. But the White Sox pitching staff, no famous names at all, but really heroic. Their staff ERA at the end of the year was 2.42. That's everybody who pitched a single pitch for them, which is pretty much the best staff ERA ever. And they had a guy, Joe Horland, who I think had 60 innings in September. He had a ERA under one. He threw a no-hitter after it seemed, you know, his team season might be done. So he's pretty phenomenal. Another guy that you might have heard more frequently, Jim Cott, who played for the Twins. He won seven games, with six of them were complete games, just in the month of September.
Wow.
Six complete games.
Yeah, it was incredible. Mickey Lolich, he threw three complete game shutouts in the final week of the season. And then after the last one, came on and pitched inning and two-thirds of relief. So 28 and two-thirds scoreless innings in the last week of the season. Pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, I love it. Boy, very good. McFarlane put it out. You can go to the Book Tree in Montclair. David has got just about access to every baseball book you could ever want. And, of course, you can get it at all the local places, I'm sure. But, of course, McFarlane Publishing, you can get it directly from them. Cameron, how is the book doing? It's a good story. I don't know if anyone else has really done a story like this.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's, I don't know, it's certainly not a bestseller, but I know it's selling pretty well on Amazon, at least according to McFarlane, so I'm excited about that. It's the first book that I've ever written and had published, so it's kind of a new business for me.
What was the biggest challenge for you since it's your first one? I'm interested to hear that.
I think this, just deciding how to structure the book. There were so many great stories, and just how to put it all together, you know, how to make it so that it hopefully would be interesting and you'd follow through on it.
Well, I love it. I remember the race so well. But things like that, I did forget about something like Mickey Lolich and Jim Lonborg going down the stretch and Dean Chance and Jim Codd. And those are some of the legendary names. And, of course, Yastrzemski made his name in that 67 pennant race. Well, I think we may have something similar. Well, what would you say on this one? Maybe around August 1st, August 15th, if these four teams are still kind of in the mix with each other, enough games have been played where, you know, they've got some real traction?
Yeah, I think it's looking really exciting. I mean, it seems like every day the four of them have sort of shifted positions. You have a week where a couple of them don't do quite so well, and they were, you know, shift down to the bottom, then the next week it flips over again.
Well, we can only hope.
Yeah, well, I definitely hope so. There really nothing is more fun than a pennant race. Lots of teams bunched together, every game seeming like critical.
Boy, absolutely true. Hey, great to have you on. I appreciate it, Cameron, and good luck with the book. And as we get closer, if this thing is four teams in September, I'm calling you back.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
All right. That is Cameron Bright. The book is the 1967 American League Pennant Race.